Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website and download our app. Go to the Apple and Google stores, download our app, sit in a chair and just go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then say, Alexa, play Devil Radio, and take your favorite shows and station with you 24/7 wherever you go. While you're at it, click on the link. It says support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts that go out every day in this state. Questioning our elections, questioning our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the strongest, clearest voices standing up for the integrity of our elections and standing up for our democracy. Well, speaking of attacks on democracy, let me mention Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, who has said the most outlandish false things about everything from COVID, the pandemic, vaccines and masks, to Putin, Russians, said that he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. That's our CIA and FBI. Ron Johnson doesn't trust them. He said that even when he was the chairman of the Subcommittee for Homeland Security in the Senate. In any event, he has just brought a move to block Judge Bill Pocan from a federal court appointment. Now, what's that all about? You may not be aware of that at all. There are two kinds of judges in the state and federal. The federal judges, there are a lot fewer of them, and they're the Eastern District of Wisconsin and the Western District of Wisconsin. The Eastern District is headquartered in Milwaukee. The Western District is headquartered in Madison. You sort of run a line down the middle of the state for jurisdiction. In any event, because the eastern part of the state is so populous, Green Bay now has a branch of the Eastern District. As a judge up there, the judge retired, and Judge Bill Pocan, a state judge in Milwaukee, was one of many who applied for that position. Now, when he applied, his brother is Mark Pocan, the congressman from Madison, influential congressman, friend of mine, and so is Bill Pocan, just so you know. But I have personal experience as a lawyer with Bill Pocan. I appeared in front of him in a case, and it was a fairly convoluted case some years ago, and I can attest that he did a very, very fair job. He didn't give me everything I wanted. My client. He didn't give the other side everything they wanted, but he brought the highest degree of integrity and legal learning to that case. So I've seen him actually in action like that. Anyway, he put in for the federal judgeship. Federal judges make a lot more money than state judges, and it's a lifetime appointment. They do not have to run for re-election every 6 years like they do in Wisconsin for state judges. So, and then you get different kinds of cases that you would get in a state court. So Bill Pocan put his name in, others did too. And then early last year, Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson sent four names to Joe Biden, who they said were acceptable. They convene a committee of lawyers and experts and citizens and screen applicants. And Bill Pocan was one of the four. And so what Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson said is any one of these four is fine. And it involved some horse trading between Baldwin and Johnson because obviously they're different ideologically. In any event, four of them go up. Biden looked at them. The American Bar Association rated Bill Pocan well qualified. Well qualified, that's its highest rating. So he's well qualified. Johnson and Baldwin signed off on him. Biden's people looked at it and they made recommendations to Joe Biden. Joe Biden picked Bill Pocan. Now, you would think then Bill Pocan will be a federal judge. Well, El Rongo, as it turned out, Ron Johnson now, of course, is running for re-election. And Ron Johnson says he's going to put a block on it. And I'm going to talk about that in a second, what he can do and what he can't do. He's going to put a block on it. Why is he going to put a block on it? He said, quote, I cannot support someone for a lifetime appointment that has granted low bail for someone charged with violent felonies. I look forward to working with President Biden on selecting a suitable nominee. Johnson was not telling the truth. What he said was, I cannot support Bill Pocan because of the low bail given to the guy Daryl Brooks, who ran a car through the Waukesha Christmas parade and killed six, seven people. He has the wrong guy. Bill Pocan had nothing to do with that case. Bill Pocan didn't set that bail. Bill Pocan had no involvement in the case at all. There are more than 40 judges in Milwaukee County. And that bail was set by a court commissioner, not by a judge. And the judge supervising the case was not Bill Pocan. What Johnson is saying is that because that happened in Milwaukee, therefore he won't support any judge from Milwaukee. That's what he's saying. But it is not how he put it directly in plain English. He lied. He said, I can't support someone who has granted low bail for someone charged with violent felonies. Bill Pocan has never granted low bail to anyone, violent felonies or otherwise. Bill Pocan actually is kind of a hard-nosed judge. Here's what's going on in the, it's called mind branding in the Republican Party. They'll take a horrific thing. The murders at the Waukesha Parade were the most horrific thing I've read in a long time. Daryl Brooks deserves life imprisonment. He is a vicious individual. He deserves the strongest possible penalties you can apply to him. But what the Republicans do will take a horrific incident and just mention it and mention the word, in this case, Bill Pocan, who had nothing to do with it, and they mind brand around the state. This is going to get picked up in daily newspapers around the state. This will be picked up in weekly newspapers around the state. This will be picked up in hundreds of radio stations that are starred for content around the state. And all people will hear is Biden appointed Bill Pocan, and somebody ran people down and killed them as a vicious murderer in Waukesha. It has nothing to do with Bill Pocan or Joe Biden. It's called mind branding. It's called raising the level of visceral disgust to a point that any mention of anything in the same paragraph, even if unconnected, will cause you to be angry. You must understand that, what they're doing. People who are rational have got to understand that. Now, what is the solution here? What is the likely result? Well, a long time ago, Moscow Mitch threw out the if this were subject to a filibuster, Johnson could go around and tell the other Republican senators, you got to stand with me, I'm up for re-election, this is a shtick, this is a tactic, and they would all fall into line. Moscow Mitch got rid of the filibuster for Supreme Court appointments. It had already been gotten rid of for Court of Appeals and District Court appointments. Moscow Mitch got rid then of the blue card. There used to be a system where senators had the equivalent, and this is metaphorical, I suppose. I think it was blue, maybe it was green, some kind of card, red card, where if a judicial appointment in their state were proposed, it couldn't even be talked about in committee unless they released that card, saying it was okay with them. And why was that? Because in the old days, when people were honest and they weren't factionalized the way they are now, the senators wanted to say, look, there's an occasional person who might be up for federal judgeship for life, who's a mortal enemy of one of the senators, will be out to get him. And if there's a real visceral dislike like that, we're not going to cram it down their throat. Well, then what happened was, the Republicans would not return their cards for any Democratic appointment. And Moscow Mitch then got rid of it and said, we're going to override if the Democrats are going to retaliate. It doesn't matter if it's over the objection of one of the senators. Well, two can play at that game. What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. So now what this is saying is Ron Johnson won't return his card. Too bad, so sad. But they have a peculiar rule in the Senate. Even though now it's majority only for judges, majority only, and even though presumably we can get Manchin and Sinema to go along with Bill Pocan, because, you know, they're not going to buy into this stuff, Ron Johnson can require very extensive debate over it. Remember, there are thousands of appointments that have to go through the Senate. If you had extensive debate over all of it, the Senate would grind to a halt. And up until now, the Republicans have done that tactic. For instance, Rand Paul has held up replenishing Israel's Iron Dome. Cotton held up the idea of even any, and we're going to talk about this later, any U.S. District attorney appointments. They're doing it selectively. They do it all the time to injure the United States. But it's rare to do it for a judge from a state where nobody around the country has ever heard of this. But that's what he's doing. I think ultimately there's going to be a way to get around this. But I cannot tell you more graphically than this how the Republican Party is vandalizing the Senate. Vandalizing the Senate. Bill Pocan was rated well qualified by the ABA. Johnson signed off on him and sent the name to Biden last year. Now he's desperate in a race for re-election, and he's simply mind-branding, taking the most horrific thing in Wisconsin in recent history, the murders at the Waukesha Parade, and then just mentioning them, throwing them out casually with Bill Pocan's name. And there's no connection. This is false. Somebody in the Republican Party listening to this who has an ounce of integrity, an ounce of American patriotism, has got to stand up against this. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.